The idea behind Dancelorus is to create an installment of film and dance together so that one cannot exist without the other. Here are the rules. The piece must involve dance, and it must involve film. Since the show's inception in 2005, local choreographer Annie Furmender and filmmaker Dylan Patterson have collaborated, and this year, they're at it again.
And so I think that allows us to be a lot more vulnerable with each other and to really try to get at, you know, more of a root of sort of what's going on with us or what we're interested in that's going on in the world. Both of us are very comfortable living in sort of an ambiguous, abstract world in the arts. You know, neither of us feel the need to spell something out.
Tonight they will show their work Beautiful Lives. Patterson contributed video he captured during his travels over the summer using an iPhone app called 8mm. Furmender choreographed dancers with a theme in mind, the coexistence of beauty and ugliness in everyday life. Patterson says Dancelorus is a signature Wilmington event.
Most of these pieces will never be shown at a film festival again, maybe at a dance festival once or twice, and then that's it. You know, a lot of these films we'll see at Kukulorus will never be shown in Wilmington again, but they're showed at 20, 30 other festivals around the country or more. And all these films are getting made just for this one showing. That's typically not what filmmakers do.
Tonight's show features 9 other works. New to this year's Kukulorus Film Festival is a series of free dance masterclasses. There's even a new block of the film festival for dance film shorts showing during the 3-day film festival. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.